Afterwards, top story, 3 million people are currently living below the poverty line in Australia, according to a new report. But how can the government change these statistics? Alex McKenna reports.
1 in 8 adults and 1 in 6 children in Australia are living below the poverty line, according to the 2020 Poverty in Australia Overview. The report was released earlier today by the Australian Council of Social Service and the University of New South Wales. Director of Policy and Deputy CEO of ACOS, Jacqueline Phillips, says the results show how many Australians really are struggling financially.
Well, the report we've released today is the latest in a series of reports that we've been putting out every 2 years. And it shows us that there are more than 3 million Australians living below the poverty line, including nearly 750,000 children. And it shows us that over time, we're not really making any progress in reducing the level of poverty in Australia, and that those who are in poverty are falling into deeper poverty than they were in the past. So they're very concerning findings.
This year, Australia is classified as one of the top 10 richest countries in the world, and yet so many Australians are living in poverty. Young Australians entering the workforce, single parents, and those who face discrimination are some of the community sectors who are struggling financially. The poverty line for a single adult is $457 per week. Associate Professor at the Social Policy Research Centre from the University of New South Wales, Dr. Bruce Bradbury, says changes haven't been made to the poverty levels.
Since the turn of the century, around 2000, the overall rate of poverty in Australia has been roughly constant, but that's been a result of several offsetting factors.
Housing costs have increased by 42% from 2005 to 2017. Ms. Phillips says other wealthy countries are providing better housing for those who live in poverty.
We have, amongst the OECD, really the highest housing costs out of that group of wealthy countries. And we've had declining investment in social housing stock. And as a proportion of housing stock, we've actually got a very, very small stock of social or low-cost rental properties compared to, for example, somewhere like the UK, where you've got more than 10% of dwellings there are social housing or affordable or subsidised housing.
The current Australian job market is changing. There are fewer entry-level jobs, and jobs available are less secure than they once were. This leads people to rely on the income support systems Australia provides for those without a stable income, such as Newstart and Youth Allowance. Ms. Phillips says people who rely on income support are not receiving enough.
For example, if you're living on the Newstart allowance, you're living $117 a week below the poverty line. If you're on Youth Allowance, if you're a young person who's not in paid work, then you're in even deeper poverty. You're $168 a week below the poverty line.
ACOS is asking the Australian government to make changes to help decrease the number of people in poverty.
The single immediate most effective thing that government could do tomorrow is to lift the Newstart allowance, and we're calling for an increase of $95 for youth allowance recipients as well. And really important that those payments get pegged to wage movement so that over time people are not left to fall further behind others in the community.
Over 17% of children under the age of 15 are currently living below the poverty line. These children are affected throughout their life as they may be unable to receive proper nutrition, health care, or education. The Brotherhood of St. Lawrence is a community organisation who works throughout Australia to help prevent and alleviate poverty in the youth of Australia. Executive Director from the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence, Connie Lennonberg, says the impact childhood poverty has on young Australians can affect them their entire lives.
They are unable to often take advantage of opportunities that others have, so it impacts on their access to early learning, it impacts on their nutrition. As we know, increasingly people living on the poverty line struggle to keep nutritious food, even any food, on the table. They struggle with the fear and the stress of not being sure how their parents are going to pay the bills, so the fear of being made homeless. We know in long-term studies of people who've grown up in poverty that those impacts are lifelong, and so those people tend to have more health issues as they grow up and grow older, that if they've been left behind early and not been able to really take advantage of educational opportunities, that they find it very difficult to catch up later and to be able to find the kind of economic security that access to a good and sustainable job would give them later in life.
Changes need to be made to decrease the number of people who struggle financially. Ms. Lennerberg says they have many programs to help children who live in poverty.
The Brotherhood of St. Lawrence is doing many things. So one of them is we have a range of programs with young people who've experienced disadvantage, who may be experiencing or be at risk of homelessness, to find their feet in something called an Education First Youth Foyer, where they not only have a safe place to live, but we reconnect them with education and have various life skills programs and support to them that they're able to develop the skills that they need to manage through life, the financial literacy skills and the other skills. We also do work with young people, helping reconnect them with education if they've just been disconnected. And it's also providing tailored support programs to help them get the skills they need. And it starts with asking them, what is it you're good at doing? Really starting with what their aspirations are and then looking at what support they need to help them fulfill those aspirations.
Changes to both the income support systems and average living costs will greatly help those who struggle financially. Without any changes to help this sector, the numbers are only going to increase.
Alex McKenna with this story.